Welcome in. Today we're doing something that separates noisy, drum and bass drops from drops that feel insanely dense, but still clean and intentional, break collision management. If you've ever stacked a classic Amen or Jungle break under your kick and snare, added some rides, a big reese, a couple impacts, and suddenly your drop feels smaller instead of bigger, that's collisions. Little micro moments, where two hits fight for the exact same space. You get flams, you lose punch, the highs get harsh, and the low end turns into fog. The good news is, you don't fix this by turning things up. You fix it with priorities, timing, and a few stock Ableton tools. By the end of this, you'll have a setup where the break gives movement and attitude, and your kick and snare stay the authority. Dense, hype, aggressive but not messy. All right, let's build it. First, set your tempo to a classic DNB range, 172 to 176 BPM. Pick something like 174 if you want a default. Now create a few tracks. Make an audio track called Break. Make a MIDI track with a drum rock called Punch for your kick and snare one shots. Optionally, make a return track called Drum Room if you want a tiny bit of short reverb later. Then select Break and Punch and group them. Name that group Drum Bus. This matters because we're going to solve collisions inside the group, and then glue everything together at the end. Next, choose a break that actually brings movement. Amen style, think break, hot pants, anything with character. Drop it onto the break track. In the clip view, turn warp on. For warp mode, you can start with Complex Pro if you're not sure. If the break is very percussive and you want it crisp, use Beats mode instead. In Beats mode, set Preserve to Transients and push the envelope somewhere around 30 to 60. Lower envelope is tighter, higher envelope is a bit more smeared. We're just aiming for controlled. Now, optional but powerful, slice the break. Right-click the clip. Choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use a slicing preset like built-in slicing preset or warp markers. The reason slicing is so useful is because it turns I can't control this loop into I can control that one annoying snare hit that keeps ruining my backbeat. Here's the mindset. The break is groove and texture. The punch bus is authority, so let's build the authority. On punch, load a drum rack. Choose a kick that's short and weighty, not a big long boomy tail. And choose a snare that has a solid body, often somewhere around 180 to 220 Hz, plus a crisp crack on top. Program a simple DNB pattern first. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Don't overcomplicate yet. We're earning density by making it clean first. One key rule. Your punch hits must be more consistent than the break. The break can be chaotic. The punch cannot. Now we fix the number one collision in dense drops, snare versus break snare. This is where live tracks fall apart, because the break has its own backbeat, and your punch snare is also trying to be the backbeat. If both are equally loud and slightly misaligned, you get Flam City. It sounds amateur instantly, even with great samples. You've got two beginner-friendly options. Option A is the clean, modern method. The break ducks for the punch. If you sliced your break, find the snare slices in the break and turn them down. Start around minus 5 dB. Anywhere from minus 3 to minus 8 is normal depending on the break. If you didn't slice, you can put utility on the break track and automate small gain dips right on the snare moments. The goal is simple. When your snare hits, the break should not argue. It should support. Option B is more jungle, but still controlled. Blend but align. Zoom in around the snare hits. You're looking at millisecond level timing. Temporarily turn off the grid so you can do micro nudges. Nudge the break earlier or later by maybe 1 to 10 milliseconds, so the break transient either lines up or lands just after the punch. Teacher tip. I like punch snare first, break grit right after. That gives you the crack plus the dirt without the flam. And do a quick mono check. Put utility on the master and set width to 0% for a moment. If the snare suddenly gets weaker in mono, you likely have phase or timing issues between layers. Fix that now, because if it collapses in mono, it's going to feel inconsistent everywhere. If it feels hollow, here's a fast trick. On the break track, add utility and try the phase invert buttons. Invert left or right, and listen for which position gives you the punchiest combined snare. This isn't a magic button for everything, but it's a very real quick check for cancellations. Cool. Now we'll do frequency slotting. Think of EQ like a traffic system, not like make it pretty. On the break track, at EQ 8, start with a high-pass filter around 120 to 180 Hz. If your kick is heavy and you want it super clean, go higher. You are basically telling the break, you do not own the sub or the true low end in a modern DNB drop. If the break snare body fights your punch snare, Try a small dip around 180 to 250 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. And if the hats and rides get splashy, gently notch your shelf around 7 to 10 kHz. On punch, also at EQ8, let the kick keep its low end, often living around 45 to 90 Hz depending on your sample. On the snare, don't instantly overboost the top. A lot of air can come from the brake, and too much top on the snare plus the brake cymbals turns into harshness fast. If things feel boxy, a small dip around 300 to 500 Hz can help. Quick reality check. Mute the brake. Your punch should still sound like a complete drum pattern. Unmute the brake. It should feel more alive, not just louder and more chaotic. Next is transient control, because even if the timing is good, double transient stacking can still feel spiky and unpleasant. On break, at drum boss, turn boom off. Boom often fights your kick in this context. Set drive somewhere like 2 to 8 to taste. Then pull transient negative, maybe minus 10 as a starting point. Anywhere from minus 5 to minus 20 is normal. This smooths the break so it stops stabbing over your punch hits. Use damp if the top end is biting. On punch, you can also use drum bus, but do the opposite. Keep drive subtle, like 1 to 5. Push transient positive, maybe plus 10 to start. This makes the kick and snare speak clearly without you needing to crank volume. So the break becomes more consistent, and the punch becomes more authoritative. Now for the secret weapon in modern DDNB, sidechain. Not for crazy house pumping, for collision prevention. Put a compressor on the break track, turn sidechain on. Set the sidechain input to punch. If you later want even more control, you can route just the snare to its own track. But for now, keep it simple. Start with ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. You can time this to the groove. You want it to recover in a musical way, like the brake nods out of the way and pops back in. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the big snare hits. If you want an extra DDNB ready upgrade, sidechain your bass from punch as well, so the kick and snare stay readable even with a huge bass line. Keep the release fairly short for kick moments, and a touch longer if you want the snare to feel like it claims space. Now let's talk about the high frequency wash. Dense drops get painful because the break already has hats and cymbals, and then you add rides on top, and suddenly it's a white noise festival. Two easy fixes. First, gate the break sustain, but subtly. Put gate on break. Set the threshold until it trims tails and room, but doesn't chop the transient. Release somewhere like 40 to 120 milliseconds. You're basically reducing tail overlap. A lot of collisions aren't peaks, they're decays stacking. Here's a test I want you to do. Exaggerate the gate for 2 seconds. If the drum pattern suddenly becomes clearer, your main issue is sustain buildup, not transient timing. Then back the gate off until it's subtle. Second, if the highs are still too wild, add multiband dynamics on the drum bus and gently tame the high band. Keep it light. Compare with bypass often, because it's easy to squash the life out of drums. Alright, now we glue and make it safely loud without killing punch. On the drum bus group, add glue compressor. Set attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds so the transients still punch through. Release on auto, or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're doing 6 dB constantly, you're probably flattening your drums. After that, add saturator. Put it in soft clip mode. Drive it maybe 1 to 6 dB. Listen carefully to cymbals. Saturation can make highs feel louder fast. Optionally, put a limiter last while you're working, just catching stray peaks. Think 1 to 2 dB max. It's a seatbelt, not the engine. Now, arrangement. This is a huge part of collision management that beginners skip. Here's the trick. Brake speaks, punch speaks. They take turns being the focus. Try an 8-bar drop structure. Bars 1 to 2. Punch loud, brake slightly tucked. Bars 3 to 4, bring the brake up a touch, maybe add a tiny fill. Bars 5 to 6, filter the brake a little bit with auto filter, maybe high pass it slightly, while you add a ride pattern. Bars 7 to 8, full energy, and then a micro stop or a snare fill into the next phrase. You're keeping density musical, not constant. That's how pro drops feel huge without feeling messy. And a really simple beginner mindset, set a priority rule for every quarter note. On downbeats, kick leads. On backbeats, snare leads. In between, the break movement leads. If everything leads, nothing leads. Before we wrap, let's do a quick collision audit you can repeat anytime in about 60 seconds. Loop 2 bars of the loudest part of your drop. Solo break, then solo punch, then play them together. Ask yourself 2 questions. 1. Is any hit arriving twice? That's timing. Fix it with nudging or slice levels. 2. Is any hit getting smaller when combined? That's masking or phase. Don't reach for volume. Check alignment, phase invert, transient length, or EQ slots. Now a mini 15-minute practice to lock this in. Load a break and a punch, kick, and snare. Do only 3 moves. On break, high pass at 150 Hz. On break, compressor sidechained from punch, about 3 dB reduction on the snare. On break, drum bus transient at minus 10. Export an 8-bar loop. Then make a second version where you do no sidechain. Instead, lower the break snare slices by about 5 dB. Export that too. Listen back and ask, which one feels cleaner and which one feels more jungle? Both are valid. You're building taste and control. Recap. Collision management is priority and separation. Tick and snare get clear authority through timing and transience. Break gives groove and texture through EQ and smoothing. Sidechain prevents microfights. High frequency wash gets controlled so energy stays exciting, not painful. And arrangement makes density feel intentional. If you tell me what style you're aiming for, like roller, jump up, techie neuro, or 90s jungle, and what break you're using, I can suggest a specific Ableton chain with starting values tailored to that vibe.